Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing getting my ex back, social media. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing getting my ex back, social media. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be letting you know the pros and cons of using social media when trying to get your ex back. And this is going to be from the perspective of if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex to reconsider, and eventually you would love to rekindle your relationship and move forward in a positive way. So let's get straight into this, talking about the pros and cons of using social media in this instance. So firstly, the most important thing for you is your own well-being, okay? The most important thing to consider is your own mindset and where you're at in your head, so to speak. So if you struggle with the concept of social media and your ex, then you must make sure that you don't get involved with it, okay? Because this can be a sticky situation, and if you don't feel like you're going to be able to cope very well, then you certainly don't want to be using it as a tool to try and get your ex back. So let's look at it from a different kind of perspectives. So you could be somebody who is still friends with your ex on social media, or you're still following them, or they're still following you, or whatever the social media is, you could still be connected to them, okay? So if you are still connected with them and you are struggling because you keep seeing what they have posted, then you need to really consider not using social media in this way. And if that means you have to delete your ex from social media, then so be it, okay? If you want to try to get your ex back and you want to use social media to help you, then it's not advisable to block your ex, because obviously that would then be eliminating a possible avenue for them to contact you. However, as I've just said, if you're really struggling and if you feel that the only way out of this struggle is to block your ex, then you must do it, okay? Because your well-being, your mental health must come first. So if you feel that if your friends or you're following your ex, or you know that they're following you, or and if it's really on your mind 24/7, and if it's really getting you down because maybe no progress is seemingly being made, and if you're struggling because you keep seeing posts that your ex has put, or maybe you're doing posts and you know that your ex is not looking at them, maybe there's some type of notification that would let you know, and you know they haven't viewed them, you know your ex hasn't looked at your story or something like that, and that's really hurting you, then you do need to consider deleting your ex from social media and or possibly blocking them. Now, as I've just said, if you want to try to get your ex back using social media, then of course blocking them is going to be detrimental to your hopes of doing so, because they won't be able to reach out to you. It's getting rid of an avenue of possible communication, but your mental health must come first. In saying that, if you are okay, if you are coping all right, if you are being able to move forward with your life, then social media can be used as a tool to increase the chances of one day you getting your ex back. Now, there's no 100% guaranteed way of getting your ex back. It could take days, weeks, months, it could take a year. And there are many elements at play in which Using social media is just one of them. If you want to understand all of my theories on this, then please make sure that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my concepts. So we're looking at it now in the perspective that you and your ex are connected on social media and you're okay with it. You can move on with your life. You're still socializing with new people and it's not getting you down. Okay, if you're in that position, then you should definitely keep your ex connected to you on social media. Don't delete them. Don't block them. Okay, you know, you might be able to make sure you don't see their statuses and whatnot. If you can do that without deleting them and without blocking them, then that is obviously going to be useful because you don't want to necessarily be seeing what they're posting because most people post positive things, and that's what I'm going to be getting into shortly with yourself. And you don't want to be seeing them posting their positive life, living their best life, because that could possibly get you down. So moving on to yourself, that is exactly what you want to be doing. Okay, you want to be showcasing your best life. You want to be showing that you're moving forward and that you're interacting with new people. You're in new clubs, groups, classes. You're attending different things, you're learning new skills, you're moving forward. You know, however you're going through self-improvement, you really want to be showcasing that on social media with statuses and especially with photos. But the important thing to remember is to, you don't want it to be too obvious to your ex, but you are now somebody who is really trying to ram the social media through all of the avenues. You know, you don't want to be looking like somebody who is desperate to try to push, oh, look how good I am, you know, look how great this is, because it comes across as fake. You know, you want to be getting the balance right. You want to be doing as much social media as you used to do. If you didn't post that often, then make sure you're not now posting 10 times a day. It comes across as fake and your ex will see right through it. But you can increase it slightly, maybe. You know, if you didn't really post ever, then posting a few times a week isn't going to look too over the top. But just make sure it's looking realistic. That's what I'm saying. Try to make it roughly how you've always done it. And if you never did it before, just a few posts a week shouldn't really cause much kind of concern. You know, it shouldn't really look too obvious. But if all of a sudden you're now doing 10, 20 posts a day, you know, on a social media platform, then it's going to come across as that you're trying to get a message to someone, and your ex will probably work out that it's aimed at them. So you need to be showcasing your best life. You need to be showing you not just going through self-improvement, not just doing new things, but especially mixing with new people. So in particular, socializing, photos, whether you're going to events or parties or in whatever way it shows that you are now mixing with new people. Because if your ex starts to see these posts, or maybe a friend of a friend will see them and pass them on to your ex, then that is going to really start pulling on something called social proofing. So social proofing is where if somebody is kind of giving you interest, then that means that somebody else will think, well, you must be interesting. Okay, so I always use the example that people will always go into a busy shop. So if you walk past, if you're in town, if you're in the marketplace or wherever you live, and you walk past a shop and it looks busy, you're more than likely to start to like poke your head in and look and think, okay, you know, what's going on here? And you might walk in yourself because a busy shop subconsciously tells you that it must be good, it must be interesting, it must be intriguing. So therefore, you're more likely to walk in yourself. So looking at it from your perspective, if you're somebody who is mixing with lots of new people, if you're posting photos of you doing different things and you've got different people in the background, you know, your ex won't know who these people are. They won't know, you know, if you're surrounded by men and women and, you know, your ex won't know if all of those people are married, your ex won't know who they are. But subconsciously, they'll start thinking, okay, well, they want to spend time with him or her, you know, depending who it is, obviously, you know, they want to spend time with them. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe they are interesting. Maybe they are intriguing. Maybe one of them likes them romantically. You know, how on earth would your ex know? Your ex wouldn't have a clue what they're thinking and who they are. So it's going to start pulling on that social proofing. It's going to start pulling on the intrigue. And It's the type of thing that can just make your ex start to study your posts a little bit more, maybe ask a few questions of friends of friends. Oh, do you know what my ex is doing? You know, do you know what they're doing now, who they're hanging around with, who they're spending time with? Because all of a sudden I'm seeing loads of posts, and in the background is people I've never seen before. Like, who are these people? And it can start to make them jealous. And it's a really interesting phenomenon, because obviously in this instance, your ex has dumped you. However, they can still get jealous, okay? And this is where using social media can start to just add to the intrigue, which will eventually, hopefully, make your ex want to reach out to you. But this will only really start to kick in if you are being scarce. If you're being somebody who's still pestering your ex, then this is hardly going to bother them, because they're thinking, well, they're putting these photos up, but they still message me every day anyway. You need to make sure you're using what I call the no contact rule, and specifically my version of the no contact rule. Because online, you will find other people who are posting their versions of no contact rule, whereas I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. The clue is in the name, although there is obviously a lot more to it, but in essence, you are making sure that if your ex dumps you, you never contact them again unless they contact you first. Okay, there is a lot more to it. I go through it in other podcasts. However, that is the basics just for you to understand right now. And if you're combining that with this social media, this social proofing idea, then you do stand an excellent chance of really starting to add to the intrigue, add to the interest, and one day your ex reaching out to you. But you might be thinking, okay, well, how, you know, what counts as my ex reaching out on social media? You know, is it when they like my status? Is it when they post an emoji in the comments? What is it? Well, for me, it has to be a true interaction, and a true interaction is when they ask you a question, okay? So that could be a private DM, okay? Or it could be in the comments, but it has to be a question. If they like something of yours, or just post an emoji, or just post a statement, maybe you put a photo up there, and they post a comment, and it just says something like, looking good. Okay, for me, that's not a true interaction. Yeah, it's a positive comment, but it's not a true interaction. I would wait till they ask a question. Okay, so that is how I look at it, because that is how they could reach out to you in any other way. If they was to send you a text message, if they was to phone you up, you know, they're obviously going to be giving you a true interaction then. So I count a true interaction on social media as when they ask you a question. If they just give you a like, if they do an emoji, if they do a statement, I would just leave it, okay? You know, wait until they actually ask you a question, and at that point you can reply and start to try to rebuild your connection using the techniques that I mention in other podcasts. So I hope you've enjoyed what I've spoke to you about today, because it is a complex issue with social media. As I said at the start, you really do need to make sure you're putting yourself first. Okay, if you're struggling because of social media, if you're somebody who is really suffering because you keep seeing what your ex is posting, or you're posting things and you know your ex isn't looking, and if that's getting you down, if you can't move on with your life, then you need to make sure that you delete your ex, or possibly even block them, because your mental health comes first. However, if you can cope with this, if you're moving forward with your life, then this can be used as a tool to help. So I'm just going to end today's podcast with the question of, well, what happens if you're not connected on social media? Okay, or what happens if you was, and after the breakup, you are no longer connected? Well, in my opinion, it is like the contact. You know, if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex unless they contact you first, except for in rare circumstances. So within social media, that would mean, if you're not already following your ex on social media, if you're not already connected with them, then in my opinion, you certainly shouldn't. You know, you shouldn't all of a sudden think, well, I wasn't connected, so now I'm going to follow them. Now I'm going to send them a friend request. No, you know, you don't do that now. You know, if this isn't the case right now, then you certainly don't do it. Whereas if your ex decides to follow you on social media, then that's fine. That's a positive aspect, providing you can handle it. So if you're not currently connected, but all of a sudden your ex follows you, or all of a sudden your ex sends you a friend request, then yes, I suggest you accept it. But make sure you're not the one putting that out there if you're not already connected. So with all that in mind, I'm now going to end today's podcast. There's a lot of information in there. And remember that if you have been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you need to make sure that you're moving forward with your life, because whether or not your ex gets in touch, okay, moving forward with your life is going to put you in the best possible position to have a positive future with or without your ex, because whether you get them back or not, you want to make sure that you are appealing to others and you want to increase your own self-esteem. So always remember that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.